I will not bore you long.
It's brief, Sonia.
I am brief.
Very brief.
I was told to be brief. First of all, I want to thank the Cobblestone Board members for inviting the task force. I've got Tim back here as a task force member, and this young man back here, all of you know, is a task force member. I'm the co-chairman of the Northeast Mineral Leasing Task Force Group, and kind of give you a little update here as to where we are as far as gas leases and stuff. Right now, there's not currently no negotiations at the present time going on. There have been some offers verbally to some of the people, $2,000 to $5,000 per acre. And then some of them were offered $150 to $200 per residential lot. To me, that's an insult, and I hope it would be to each and every one of you. It's, you know, it's your gas, your minerals, and you ought to be able to ask a lot more than that for it. Since September 2008, there's approximately 32 leases that have expired that have not been renewed, and more are due by the end of 2009. What I'm asking each and every one of you to do is, if you know someone who has a lease that's signed and it's going to soon expire, be sure to get him involved in our group. Tell him to call us, and you guys call us. We need all your support, each and every one of you, to make it work. The next twist, there's a group of investors at the present time are out here offering to buy your future royalties. I'm sure some of you probably have read it in the Barnett Shale and in the newspaper. But remember, if you sell your royalties, the mineral interest takes priority over the surface rights. Under not so extreme circumstances, they could drill right next to you. They could put up a well right next to you. You couldn't do anything about it. There is nothing you could do about it. And for $500 an acre, would you be willing to sell your soul to the devil for that? I don't think I would. There's a representative that lives in East Fort Worth who is now in Austin, Marcy Deasy. He's introduced a bill into legislation to regulate landmen. Does everyone know what a landman is? Landman is the one that calls you on the phone, knocks on your door, says, if you don't sign this gas lease, you'll never get another opportunity. Those are the landmen. And the reason they're going to regulate them is to make them answer for some of the things they do. Right now, they have no control over. Kind of like a used car salesman. What they tell you today doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it is tomorrow. So hopefully that is passed. They're going to do them just like they do real estate brokers and real estate salesmen. They're going to make them go to school, they're going to make them get a license, they're going to make them responsible for what they tell the individuals. At the present time, of course, these investors are working fast and furious to buy up all these royalties. What's your royalty worth in 20 to 30 years? You don't have any way of knowing. They want to buy them for $5,000. You figure it this way. You sell your royalties for $5,000. You figure out what 30 years would be of royalties. You may be selling yourself way short. Well, think about that before you're talked into letting your royalties go for $5,000 and sell it out. So they're out there, and they, more than likely, they'll be calling you. But like I say, the landman, I hope that bill passes, so they'll be responsible for what they tell you. I had a lady here a while back. I was talking to her about her mineral lease. She said, yeah, Dale Landman called her. And I said, well, what did they offer you? He said, well, he wanted to bring a lease out for me to sign. He said he's going to give me $150. And he had a coupon for a box of Church's chicken. And you talk about a mad woman. She wasn't very happy. Next, Energy Producers 2009 spending plan. The number of drilling rigs in the big North Texas natural gas field has fallen more than half, from a peak of 214 wells in October to 97 as of Friday. An XTO executive suggests that it could fall even as low as 50 in the coming months. So the well drilling is way down. You won't see as many wells out there. XTO ran 20 rigs in the Barnett Shale last year and has dropped 12 rigs at the present time. Chesapeake slashed its active rigs from 43 in September to 32 by year's end, expecting to cut more, which Chesapeake at this time has been, per the newspaper, looking for somebody to merge with. So, and I'll buzz right on through these. This came out in the paper the other day. Senator Wendy Davis, that's in Austin. Believe it or not, she's got a bill. It's bill SB 6866. And it's for alternative pipeline routes. If it passes, they'll be able to use the Transportation Department / highways to run gas pipelines down the side, which will take them out of the residential area, a lot of them, which is a plus for us. That's what we've been fighting for all this time. We're talking about Chesapeake. I don't know if some of you have read this or not. Chesapeake has drilled near Meadowbrook and Cook's Lane. They've drilled a gas line under approximately 15 to 18 gas leases that were not signed. So they have been asked to plug the hole until such time they get the proper approval from the Railroad Commission.
Boy, those people have them on the ground.
That's some of the things that are going on right now.
Yeah, I'd love to be their negotiator, wouldn't you?
Thanks to the help of everybody in the task force and everybody out here in this community, we put down a Chesapeake compressor station. My hat's off to everyone, and that goes to show you what can happen if we stay united. That's what we're going to have to do to get through this, is stay united.
About 90% of the Cobblestone residents signed and returned to us the letters of protest, which we delivered to the Board of Adjustment.
I'd just like all of our neighborhoods to be as vigilant as you folks are, because you were real responsive with this. My hat's off to you, because you did such a superb job, and it's so close to you over there. They talk about city council and doing this and doing that. Who would think that the city council of Fort Worth would want a big old compressor station sitting at I-30 and Cook's Lane when they first come into Fort Worth? That's the first thing they see. Doesn't mean. But I will not belabor anymore, but I just want to kind of give you an update. There's not an active agreement going on right now. We still get I get a little feedback from some of the residents that say, hey, they sent me a letter going to give me $150 for my mineral rights. What should I do? That's kind of self-explanatory. But once again, I want to thank you all for being patient. We're going to get through this. And one of these days, the price of gas will go up, the leases will go back up, and hopefully we can be ones that say, hey, we made it through it, and we're going to get a good side of us. Like I say, we need your help to stay united. And I want to thank you for letting me come out and talk to you.
Thank you very much. Really, does a lot of work for us, and I know a lot of us take it for granted. I'm, for one, and I'm really sorry that I didn't.
My wife gets all the kudos because she's a computer guru. And
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
But just keep in touch with the website, and we try to update that, put out some information as we go.